Hi, Coach. Just could you talk a little bit about the progress that Ryan Fitzpatrick has made? Obviously, he's of some local interest around here, and you've seen a steady progression in what he's done. Obviously, right now with a 2-0 start, that's got to be evidence of some great improvement in his play.
Yeah, I mean he's a winning quarterback, which is a great compliment to give any quarterback. He's smart. He knows when to throw the football and where to throw it, and he's got a great feel for the game, and he's obviously highly intelligent when it comes to protections and coverages and what defenses are trying to do.
Five touchdown drives on each of the five second-half possessions last week, that's got to be fulfilling to both him and you, I would suppose.
Yeah, it was a great accomplishment. You don't normally get that. I don't know that I've ever been involved in that, five in a row like that, to come back and win the game. So it was a great time, and all of that means nothing now.
You guys have always, at least the Bills traditionally, have always played the Patriots tough up there. I mean, last year's score was a little prohibitive, but this is a little bit earlier in the year than you normally get the Patriots up there, and I would think that maybe it's a little bit of an equalizer. But what is basically the definitive part of the home field advantage at Ralph Wilson? What does it do for you guys?
Well, it's just like most home stadiums in the NFL. The crowd, if you play well enough, they really get into it, and they become a help to winning the game. It's hopefully tough on the other team's communication, especially on offense.
You know, when you got hired, as I'm sure you're probably aware, there was not a lot of excitement, especially with the way the coaching search was conducted, with some of the bigger names floated around. Now, given the improvement you guys made at the end of the second half of last year, starting 2-0 with that win yesterday, do you look back with a little bit of amusement at the reaction to you being hired?
No. I mean, it's you understand that stuff. You've been in the business long enough, you understand everything. I know one thing. If you lose, you don't stay in this business very long, and if you win, people sometimes think you're better than you really are. The key is to just keep trying to do your best each week and help your team improve. We've gotten better personnel. Our guys understand our systems better, and we've been fortunate to win two games.
Chan, after watching the Pats the last two games, offensively they've really been, at a high level. Can you just speak to that a little bit?
Well, they do a great job, and it looks like it doesn't matter who they plug in where. They do a great job. Everybody's on the same page. That's almost the highest compliment you can give to an offense, is when everybody's on the same page. And obviously, it has a lot to do with Tom and the way he runs the offense. And he's a great quarterback. When you look at physical talent, but he's even better when you see the way he manages the game and controls the tempo and does all the little things to help his team be successful.
What is the buzz around Buffalo like these first 2 weeks?
I don't know. Unless it happens in my office, I don't know about it.
Are you not sensing a community reaction to this start?
I mean, I think everybody's excited and looking forward to it. But we're in a society of what have you done for me lately? And it's been good the first 2 weeks, and well, you got to keep it going, or things turn in a hurry. So we have to concentrate each and every week to give ourselves a chance to win a ball game. We're not a dominant team yet, and we hope to be there one day, but we're blue collar, go to work every day, and our guys are just trying to get better.
I believe you got off to an 0-8 start last year, Chan. Since then you're 6-4. What kind of kicked in and has turned it around in your estimation?
I think that our guys understand about, like I said earlier, they understand about hard work, they understand about going out and getting better each day, and they also have learned the systems better. And we've, like I said earlier too, we've picked up some good players that have helped us, on both sides of the ball, and when everybody gets closer to the same page, you give yourself a chance to be more successful.
Chan, it seems like Fred Jackson's kind of a throwback back. What makes him so special, and would you compare him to anybody, you know, in the years past, like a James Brooks, somebody who can do it all?
Yeah, I can't compare him to anybody. I'm not very good at that kind of stuff, but I know one thing. He is a really good runner. He's a great, you know, pass protector. He's got great instincts about the game. He's a good receiver out of the backfield. He can help you win games in a lot of ways, and I know that there's probably nothing flashy about him, but all you do is you look up at the end of the day and he's rushed the ball for more yards than you thought he had. He pass protected every time you asked him to, and he caught the ball when you asked him to. He makes a lot of plays. Like I said, it's not flashy, but he makes a lot of plays to help your football team be successful, and he's great in the locker room. That's why our guys elected him captain.
Is that what makes him so good between the tackles? Because it seems like for the size he is, he runs very, very well between the tackles.
Yeah, well, he does run, and he's not a small guy now. I mean, he's almost 220, so you know, he runs hard between the tackles, but he's carrying a little punch with him too.
All right, thank you, Coach.
All right, take care. See you.
Thanks, Chan.